This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
David, so googly eyes on butt cheeks, how lit would that be?
It would be fantastic. Eyes. You pull it down and they just...
Yeah, or hitting it from the back and seeing the eyes. Oh,
dude, you just brought up an old young memory of me as a kid. I remember the first time I ever had sex.
Okay.
With a fat butt.
I was
so amazed at how jiggly it was.
Yeah.
And it was just, I just couldn't stop staring at it. I was like, what is this?
That's pretty freaking awesome.
Because I'd never had a big booty girl before. And it was a third girl I hooked up with ever in my life. And I was like.
Oh, the third girl was the first big booty.
First big booty. Everybody else was, you know, just regular butt. Nothing wrong
with
that.
Which is great.
Very cute.
Which is great.
Super cute.
Mm-hmm.
But a big one hits different. And hey, I was shooketh.
I have a different experience. You reminded me of a lovely young lady who I hooked up with. And her ass looked like it was going to be very jiggly. But upon slapping, I learned that it was a very muscly butt. And that, even though it looked great, threw me all off. Because I slapped it, no movement.
And you sprained all your fingers.
I slapped it and my hand went, I was like, ah!
Like a cartoon. Throbbing red.
Yeah, bro. It was threw me all off, man. It was disappointing. You know, not gonna lie. I mean, look, it was great, but it just not what I expected.
Oh, yeah. she worked out then.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, actually, I've never had like a hard ass before.
They're still dope. It just wasn't what I was expecting. And
I want a butt to be soft though.
I love a soft butt.
You just grab them, even if they're tiny. If they're nice and soft, I love it.
When I had like a BBW hookup situation, I remember just being in awe of the sheer magnitude of the jiggling reverberations.
Yes, when it goes from the butt and you see it just disappear into the lower back.
Yes, and just through the rest of the cheeks, it was like, it was crazy. Yeah. Like it made my like hand look so small and it was like crazy. You know what I'm saying? And
Dad, how big was his butt?
Probably like this.
Okay, mine was not that big. Okay, that's gigantic.
Yeah, it was really big. It was really big. It was pretty cool.
That is El Gigante.
It was Sábado Gigante.
Did you ever get intimidated by stuff like that? Because I would be very intimidated.
I wouldn't say I was intimidated because, you know, I feel like people have said, oh, you know, you can't reach and blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Like, people think you need a fucking, like, Mandingo dick to hook up with a BBW size butt. But it's not true. You just kind of got to lift and separate the cheeks a bit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, biblical shit.
Lift them up. Yeah, spread them like Moses. You know what I'm saying? You lay your staff down, if you feel what I'm saying.
Oh, no. Lord of the Rings.
Separate the You shall not pass. And then the fucking cheeks, just spread them and lift them, and then you're good to go.
Oh, yeah, I've never had it that big. That would scare me a little bit. I used to get scared of talking to a tall woman.
Oh, really?
I don't know why. Like, mentally, it would fuck me up. Like, talking to women who are tall.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a little intimidating for anybody who's not, like, super tall. But what I learned is that, like, tall women, oftentimes, they intimidate so many guys that when someone comes up to them that's maybe, like, not a fucking 6'5 basketball player, they're like, oh, almost, like, intrigued. Like, oh, okay, you want some of this little man? What's up then, you know? It's kind of like, almost like a refreshing.
Oh, I could kind of see that.
You know?
Sometimes just when I shake their hands, it just, the same size as mine, it feels like I'm holding my own hand. I don't like it.
Well, I mean, I've told you this story before, but like, you know, I tell you, man, you know, the tallest one I ever hooked up with was 6 feet. And, you
That's
know, she also
tall,
had
dude.
Long hands. And when she was maneuvering my junk, it made it look, I felt like a little, like I just, she was, her hands were very big, you know?
It's like, can we just not do the hand job part, please? You're emasculating me. Thank you very much. She goes, I got it. Don't worry.
Yeah. I remember watching videos and being like, wow, shit, I hope this never leaks. Because they don't know. You can't tell what the
after
what
the video was done, you had to stand up and do a side by side so people can get a reference.
Yeah, exactly.
Just in case this leaks. Look at this tall bitch. She's fucking gigantic.
Look at her hands, man. Look, right. Look, watch her palm this basketball, all right?
You start giving her objects in the video. See that? See that? It's not my penis.
See, watch her dunk on me, you guys.
She's posting on you naked.
Oh my God. Wow, it's kind of hot.
Oh my God, you get turned on by everything.
It's true. I have a problem, man.
They had some funny ass porn that popped up like years ago. I'm not sure if it's still popular now. I don't even think it ever was popular, but it was like girls like UFC like trying to fight each other in a cage. And that shit was not hot, dude. It just looked horrendous.
So I have a homegirl specifically watches those types of porn videos.
For fun?
I asked her, what is your preferred porn? And she says, this is weird, but there's this genre of porn where it's two girls wrestling, trying to fucking like, they're like scissoring and they're also like trying to like see who can dominate the other one and like stimulate her cooch.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
That shit's weird.
See, my homegirl gets off on that shit. So contrary to what you said, it's popular to somebody.
That's fucking trip. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's always something for everybody out there. Specifically now because it's so just accessible. Yep. When I saw that shit, I was like, who the fuck likes this?
Somebody.
And it's your homegirl.
Yeah.
That just looks like girls just fucking scissor fucking each other. Just blow, blow.
Yeah. And she gets off on it. She's what? Like, that's my go-to.
That's very obscure. Especially because, like, usually the girls they pick for that, not the cutest.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Maybe she just likes to be dominated. Maybe she likes, you know, more aggressive.
Could you ever get tied up?
Like, yeah, we talked about this.
Oh, you did we?
I think we've mentioned
we've
it.
We grazed over.
Yeah, yeah. I would. I would be down. Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Not for you.
The girl goes, okay, this is what we're gonna do. All right, I'm gonna hog tie your arms and your legs together behind your back. And then we'll put a ball gag in you. And then I'm going to thrust my pussy in your face. You down for that?
You know, you lost me a ball gag and you brought me right back with thrust with thrust the pussy into my face.
No.
I think, you know,
no.
I do think there's something hot about like being pinned down. What a pussy, yeah. Just like sit on my face, I can't control nothing. That's
you're a very, very open guy. I feel like there's not too many no's for you, but there you have your specific no's.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't like the ball gag. Blindfold me, don't gag me. Like sitting, like face sitting, I dig that. Yeah.
I don't like being in non-dominant positions. Let's just say that.
I was going to say maybe because you're so used to being a like more controlling, dominant figure. Maybe that's just such a different experience for you that it's like weird you out. But I would also think that maybe someone who's dominant all the time would like to be dominated to have a different sensation.
You know, it's interesting. Like I've been talking to a friend who is, you know, dating, right? And I love hearing friends who are single now, like, tell me their dating stories, because it's something that I haven't done in like 8 years. So it's kind of interesting to watch or hear other people talk about their dating stuff. And I've been trying to get her to talk to guys that are just not particularly the guys that she thinks that she likes, right? Mm. So, because every time she dates a specific type of guy, it never works out. Mm-hmm. Because what she's looking for is just kind of dumb, right? And I was like kind of explaining to her over the phone yesterday. I was like, listen, like, I'm just going to be straight up honest with you, right? You're like 38 right now. Mm. You're an older woman, right? None of that is bad. 38 mm-hmm. is not old. Mm-hmm. But what you expect out of like men is you also have to expect a certain thing out of yourself too. Like, for example, she goes, I want a guy that has XYZ things, right? I'm like, cool. So, but what can he expect out of you then? Mm-hmm. Right?
What are you bringing to the table to like, expect all that?
Exactly. She goes, no, I'm great. I was like, cool. But what is the greatness about you? Mm-hmm. Right? Because you have to understand this. Like, for example, she's like, I want a guy who's really wealthy. Mm. Like I like guys who are muscular or whatever, has his shit down. I'm like, okay, this is a pretty hefty list, right? Which is good. Like, you know what you want.
Right.
And I said, okay, now having said all that, right, you have this fucking hot guy that's ripped his shit, makes shit ton of money. Why the fuck is he going after you?
Mm.
Right? Mm-hmm. And she said, what do you mean? I'm great. I was like, no, I think you're great. But I think the guy that you're asking for isn't looking for somebody like you, mm-hmm. right? Because if he's rich as shit, young, mm-hmm. blah, 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 and he's going to go after you, which I think you're cute, but you ain't got it like that.
Ooh.
And by the way, we've been friends for years. I could talk to her like this. So uh-huh. I'm like, you ain't got it like that. I was like, you got to understand, like, ain't no dude fucking jacking off to like your fucking pictures or anything like mm-hmm. that. I'm like, you're very demure. You're very like, you cover yourself up wherever you go. Nobody knows what you look like. I even seen your shit. Like when we went to like, she visited me when I was in Hawaii. I'm mm-hmm. like, dude, even your bikinis are granny fucking bikinis. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Who the fuck is gonna, what are you talking about here, right? Yeah. And I was like, I don't even think you want that type of guy. I think mm-hmm. you want a nice guy.
Right.
So.
But she feels like she's supposed to be looking for this.
For this yeah. type of dude. And so, like, I don't know how to explain to her, like, what you're asking for is not what you're going to get. And it might not even be what you want. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because every time she's dated somebody, it just didn't fall through. So right. this kind of goes into this conversation while I was asking you. So she started dating this other guy who's like, per my advice, started going for the exact opposite of things.
Okay.
So she was telling me like everything this guy is doing, right? Saw a photo of him. Definitely not the cutest. And I was looking at this guy, but then everything she was doing was really nice. So he's very forward about where to go on dates, mm-hmm. Places they want to eat, asked her what her allergies are, whatever, whatnot, very accommodating. So he shows up on this date. And then she comes back. She goes, listen, I tried what you did. And he's really, really nice. He's ticking all these boxes of what I like. But I was like, but what? I'm like, he showed up to the date. I'm like, what was he wearing? She goes, he was wearing a bow tie.
What?
He was wearing a bow tie, okay. overalls, and a sweater vest, and slacks.
Overalls?
And I was like, wait, hold on a second. Were you dating Pee Wee Herman?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
The fuck? She goes, I know. And she was asking me if she's like shallow. Like, am I shallow? Because he ticks off. I was like, well, hold on. I don't think you're necessarily shallow. I think it's okay to expect like a certain amount of like sexual attraction.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she was telling me that she doesn't feel sexually attracted to this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I thought was kind of interesting. Like, I feel like certain guys can have they do everything right, but they still have to complete this one thing where they have to have that riz, that charisma, that little stank on them. Mm-hmm. And I felt so bad for this guy because like I kind of wanted to meet him and say, hey, listen, you're doing everything right, but what the fuck is this?
Overalls?
Yeah.
But like overalls and a bow tie?
Yeah, on a casual date too. Okay, let's say that's your style, right? But you're going out for coffee.
A bow tie?
Slacks.
Wait, slacks? Slacks? Overalls?
Slacks? That's what I'm saying. So I don't know what he was trying to do. I think he's just a weird, quirky guy.
Oh.
But they went on like a second date, right?
And yeah. Oh, they went on a second date. She gave him another chance.
She gave him another chance.
Okay.
But he was wearing like pinstripe slacks again.
Okay.
Dress shoes.
Okay.
And then like another sweater vest, no overalls, bow tie, just sweater vest and a shirt. And I'm just like, what kind of message are you sending?
I mean, that's not too bad. I need to see the fit.
It was pretty bad.
Did you see the fit?
Yes.
How did you see the fit?
She saw the photo.
They took a photo?
I asked her to, because she's texting me on the date.
hey man, are you out there? We need to send. I need to see more pictures of your outfit, dog. I need to see what's going on.
I'll ask her to send it. I'll send it over to you. It was pretty bad, man. I wonder too, like, I feel really, really bad for these type of guys because I feel like they do everything right, but there's just that one thing that you still have to ooze like a certain amount of sexuality.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't find him attractive in the way that like he can quote unquote like protect me.
Mm.
Which I know like a lot of girls is like, oh, I don't need that. But I think that's pretty normal.
I mean, I think for someone like her who you say is looking for someone with money, right? Mm-hmm. Someone who's like established. She's kind of looking for someone to take care of her. Mm-mm-mm-mm. So the protection aspect of it kind of goes hand in hand with that, I feel. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think that guy should switch up his game a little bit? Or do you think he's fine the way he is and he'll find somebody that he that enjoys that?
You know what? I mean, shit. There's a lot we don't know. There's a lot I don't know about this guy. I honestly feel like this outfit of the bow tie and overalls and cardigan, I think if this dude...
I don't even know how that works.
Me neither. I'm confused by it. But I think if this man is so himself that that's what he wants to do on a first date, there will be someone for him that is into that. You feel me? So, I don't know, man. Someone's going to want to fuck this guy. Like, and there's someone out there for this guy for sure. But I don't think it's not your friend.
Yeah. She felt bad because she's like, am I shallow? Is there something wrong with me? Because he's ticking all these boxes, but I just don't want to fuck him. So I don't know.
Someone's going to want to fuck this guy. And we're going to look at pictures of him and be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
It's the Smucker's Uncrustables podcast with your host, Uncrustables. Okay, today's guest is rough around the edges. Please welcome Crust.
Thanks for having me.
Today's topic, he's round with soft pillowy bread.
Hey.
Filled with delicious PB&J.
Are you talking about yourself?
And you can take him anywhere.
Why'd you invite
him? And we are out of time.
Are you really cutting me off?
Uncrustables are the best part of the sandwich. Sorry, crust.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
He's hideous. No, just kidding. He's not hideous. He just looks like your average dude. But I feel like that sexuality part is very important, right? Like you got to... If you can't picture the person that you want to be with like naked or like fucking them, then I don't think that's going
to
work.
I used to tell people that used to ask me about like, you know, if someone sees me as just a friend zone shit, like how do I get out of it? And I would be like, look, man, I think if your friend at some point, or just this person you know, this acquaintance, can imagine y'all fucking, then there's a chance. You know, it's like, I think the key is to, you got to have some type of flirty, you got to have that little bit of passion there, something that passion, curiosity, that's like, well, could I fuck this guy?
You know?
And
do you think that, because she was asking me this, she goes, do you think that you can grow in to find somebody attractive, or do you need the butterflies first?
I think attraction can definitely grow.
Yeah.
You know, just from my own experiences, I think you cannot be physically attracted to somebody, get to know them, you know, flirt with them, joke with them, laugh with them, and you're like, wow, I want to have sex with this person. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, when you're already there, then it's like, oh, now it's like, oh, a lot of things they do is just like hot to me. You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever felt that way about it? I've never felt that way about a girl.
Well, where you weren't initially attractive.
And then I got attracted to them. It's never been like that for me.
Oh, for sure. Mm. Yeah, for sure. Like I've met girls who, you know, maybe were just friends at first and I didn't see them that way. But then like after.
You went swimming with them.
Not even swimming, not even physical. Like joking with them and like laughing and like being like, oh, she nasty like me. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, she got a sense of humor like me. Then it's like, oh, okay. No, you know what? It's not just physical. It's like there's a different type of chemistry there where it's like, okay, now I'm attracted to you. You know what I'm saying? Hmm. And it's like, now I want to see what your titties might look like, you know? And then it grows from there, you know?
And then you're like, hey, can you just get on your knees and wrap your lips around my okay, this is kind of nice.
Then it's like, I like that. Well, I don't need any type of attraction for that. That's anybody can, yeah, that's whatever.
I don't care who it is.
Man,
you're gross. Suck my dick.
Yeah. Men, women, whatever, dude. No, that's a joke.
Animals, bears, lions, tigers, whoever the fuck it is. I don't care about shit.
Yeah. Extremely low standards for head. Head is like, oh, who's down? Single Tim, of course, is what I'm saying.
Single Tim, dude. Not Tim with two babies. Dude.
Let me tell you, like, the days of touring and just our stupid shenanigans, it would be situations where it's like, yo, I might have got some head from this person, but y'all do not come around the hotel room because I do not want you guys to see. I do not want you to see her, okay? I'm a little embarrassed.
Hey, Tim, what you doing? Nothing.
Nothing.
You got a girl there? I wouldn't say that. I'm not sure what it is. I'm not sure if it's a guy or a girl.
That's just how it is, you know?
Sometimes when you're young, you're just fucking horny as shit, dude.
Yeah, and I know girls, too. It's like, I knew a homegirl specifically who was like, no, I know a couple guys that I just kind of, I let them go down on me, and but I don't do anything else with them. Like, we don't kiss,
I just need it.
I just need some head.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not a good trade for a guy, though. For anybody, is it?
What?
You think a guy would just, I guess. They would.
Oh, good trade.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess if she's hot and the guy's just like, I just want to be around a hot girl and just fucking.
I've been in that situation. I feel like I've been there where it's like, this girl's so hot. I think I'm down to just eat her cooch.
Yes, you, sir.
A munch is the new term for it. A munch.
A little hors d'oeuvre. A little moose bush. A little moose bush.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
A moose cooch.
A moose cooch.
That one's better.
On a hors d'oeuvre.
Oh, fire.
Very good. But she's not a whore. She's just a woman who knows what she wants.
Look, we all some hoes out here, man. And that's what we need to realize. Yeah.
Robin, could you ever be attracted to a guy over time?
That's pretty much how I've always developed attractions for people.
See, girls do it pretty well.
I'm a vibe person. Like, I've only been in a handful of relationships, but each time I met the person, didn't think twice romantically, got to know them, and then was like, oh, I think this person's so hot.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Look, I've said this a million times. I'm not the type of dude that walks into a party and a girl is like, I'm gonna fuck that guy.
Yeah.
But give me 10 minutes next to the fucking chips, and a girl's like, I think I might fuck this guy.
Girls have such big hearts, dude. Like, they really do. Girls have big hearts, man. They'll find something that they really find attractive about somebody.
I think they just are attracted And, you know, of course, these are blanket statements. Everybody's different.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
But I think, you know, a lot of girls are just, they are attracted differently. You know what I'm saying? Especially for them when there's like, when they're like, I'm letting someone inside me. I need to be attracted for more than just the physical. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they're like, and they're just, they tend to be more particular and they really need a mental connection. Like I've talked to homegirls who are like, no, I've tried the casual hookup shit. I thought he was hot. You know, physically, he was what I wanted sexually, but because I wasn't mentally attracted to him, couldn't get into it.
You know what I started realizing too is like, because I've been streaming now, mm-hmm. Every now and then, just a way to like connect with fans, and it's just pretty fun. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I've been talking to a couple of these kids. If you're listening to this guy, there was one guy who was talking about this, and this has come up multiple times on the stream where I'm starting to realize that young people, and I'm pretty sure I was like this too, they kind of live in their head a lot, especially when it comes to approaching women. So there's a guy, he goes, okay, I like this girl. I'm a workplace. We text each other after work and stuff like that. But I don't know how to go on out on a date with her. And I'm like, how do I do that? And I'm like, did you fucking ask her?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, no. I'm like, okay, this is pissing me off. Like, how the fuck would she go out on a date with you if you've never fucking asked her, bro?
Dude.
And I think in his head, you know, he just started creating these scenarios of like these steps that he was with her before it ever happened. I'm like, dog, get out of your fucking head.
Dog, literally, when I used to do the Dear Dalaghetto videos, majority of my questions from the young dudes was like, how do I tell this girl I like her? What do I do? How do I get this girl to go on a date with me? And I would always like, I got sick of answering it because the answer was always like, just say it. Just tell her. Just ask her. That's yeah. it. And they'd be like, what's your best pickup line for trying to take a girl out? I'm like, guys, honestly, my best pickup line is, I think you're pretty. Let's get ice cream. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, I think you're cute. Let's get a smoothie. That's literally fucking it.
Mm-hmm.
And like 9 times out of 10 is like, yeah, okay, sure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like keep it casual. And I was telling him too, he was like, okay, well, where's a dinner place? I was like, don't even worry about that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, the easiest thing that people connect on is like a bite to eat. There's no commitment to it.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you'll get a free meal if you're going to pay, and then it's pretty much good to go.
A lot of these girls nowadays, even if they don't want to fuck you, they'll get some free food.
Yeah, and then you'll figure out if you like them.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll figure it out.
That's when you got to up that riz.
Yeah.
Get the riz out during the dinner.
Yeah. And like the thing too, I wish I would have said this to him was kind of, what was the lead up to you even asking her out? Like if you've gotten rejected a lot before, you're probably the guy that just had conversations in your head with this person about how cool and amazing they are. And then you went, you want to go out, but you've never had like any rapport with them.
Mm.
So what was the fucking flirting part? Were you flirting with them? Were you talking with them? I think this guy was, but like that's the important part too. Like if you're at work, did you walk by or make some jokes?
Yeah.
Were you fucking chopping it up a little bit here and there? If you weren't doing that and then you go, hey, I like you. Kind of creepy, bro.
A little bit.
Yeah. Not this guy, but I'm saying there's situations like that where they live in their head and they create this scenario about this person that they've never even really talked to.
These goddamn kids don't know shit, man.
I know, man. Just go out there, get rejected, baby.
Literally, dog. And, you know, I've said it a million times in my videos and I've said it on this podcast. It was like, look, that feeling of rejection, you feel dumb for 5 minutes, but that feeling of regret lasts forever. Regret
bars.
Over rejection. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Bars.
Oh, I've said it before and I'll say it again. You know, it's like that regret will linger. Fucking eat at your soul. You'll be sitting there 10 minutes, 10 years later and be like, fuck, man, that girl in the pink dress. That girl in the pink dress at Jamba Juice. Why didn't I talk to her?
I should have just said hi and at least I would have known, dude.
Yeah.
At least I would have known.
Something.
Getting rejected was probably one of the better life lessons of my life because it's true. It only the discomfort lasts very fast, and then you just move on to the next.
Like fuck it.
Yeah. What are you gonna lose?
You might feel silly for a couple seconds.
Yeah.
And then you never see this person ever again.
Also, too, if you don't get rejected, what I realize is that you don't level up either,
because
then you get to like fix weird shit about you. It's like, oh, maybe I fucking should have brushed my hair or something. You know what I mean? Maybe I should not wear fucking a cream-colored overalls and fucking you know, bow ties. Because you make those adjustments a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
it's like, oh, that line I said didn't fucking work.
Right.
Maybe I should approach it this way. Oh, that kind of fucking works.
Mm.
But if you don't, like your game stays the same.
Uh-huh. And then, look, if your game never improves and then you stay somebody who's bitter, mm-hmm. blaming other people for not having luck with women, then you become one of these fucking douchebags that gets money and thinks he should get women because he has money, mm-hmm. even though he's still a fucking loser and a lame, mm-hmm. and he feels like, and he like, you know, you might get a nice car, you might fucking
get some expensive shit,
and you feel like, why doesn't this girl like me? Mm-hmm. Why am I still not getting ass? It's because just because you got money, you're still fucking lame.
That's very true. Then you started this food channel with two Asian brothers. I'm getting I'm supposed to not do it this year, but it's so funny.
I'm going
to
make us a drink. Okay. David, so on that note.
It's just a funny joke. I don't even mean it.
You got to stop talking about Logan Paul and Jake Paul like that, dude.
Oh, dude. I actually love Logan Paul.
Oh my God. Did you, that wrestling move I sent you?
Fuck, it's amazing.
That was crazy. Yo, if y'all don't know what I'm talking about, fucking, okay, so Logan Paul's been killing on WWE. We've talked about this before. They did a fucking thing at Royal Rumble.
Amazing.
Two guys off the top rope, jumped, collided midair, fell to the ground like on some fucking Tom Cruise shit.
Double clothesline, dude.
Fire. My jaw dropped.
Yeah. I'm not saying I love him as a person. I don't know him as a person. He's pretty fucking annoying from the video clips. However, I'm just talking about him as an entertainer. Once again, I take entertainment for entertainment value. I'm not trying to be his friend, and I don't give a fuck about him as a person. He's probably trash.
No, he's a nice guy.
Okay, whatever. He's a nice guy. I don't fucking know him. But I'm just talking about him doing wrestling shit.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is not fucking easy.
Oh, no.
He's pretty amazing.
He's great at it.
Yeah.
I think he's like, you know, if he wanted to, he could quit everything else and just excel at that
shit. Dude, 100%. Yeah. Like, box now, too. He wrestles. He owns like a multi-million-dollar drink company. Guy's pretty fucking crazy, man.
Speaking of drink companies, I did some shit the other day, dog. I think I might have did something, bro. You know how I'm always mixing up shit?
Yeah.
Combining stuff, experimenting. And you know how I was buying the cold brew lemonades because mm-hmm. I was into it? I saw it at a coffee shop one day and I was like, let me try this. And I liked it. So the other day, dog, I was home. I didn't have any lemonade, but I had my cold brew from Costco, my little Kirkland cold brew. And I had some Sprite. And I did like a 60-40 Sprite cold brew. And it was kind of great.
It's like an espresso tonic.
Yes, that's what people were saying. Mm-hmm. And also there's a thing of like coffee or espresso and Coke. It's called a fat Americano or some shit like that. Ooh. And they were like, someone was like, you basically did a clear fat Americano. I'm like, huh. So I'm like, I'm at home now fucking mixing Sprite and espresso.
Dude, you've been on coffee like a motherfucker lately, dude.
It's
like your life source.
It is. I drink coffee every day now. I used to never do that.
Yeah, like you've been drinking a lot of coffee.
I went my whole life without really drinking coffee like that. And now like this year with the baby, with Vader.
You need that extra boost.
I need that extra boost or else I'm just like so tired. You know what I'm saying? She is pregnant. She's like just needs to rest all the time. Veda's at her peak of like hyperness right now. And also she's being very just like aware of shit. So I don't want to just be there. I want to be fucking present for Veda. So I don't want to be just like fucking zombie, put on a show and like let her zone out. I want to be there like playing and engaging. So I need to be like, ugh.
Oh, I know, man. I ran in circles around with her for like fucking 10 minutes. I was fucking going to throw up.
Dog. Nothing will remind you of how unfit you are than your two-year-old, dude. I was like, you know what? I'm okay right now. I've been running around with her. This morning, we were on just a mattress that we have upstairs, and she really wanted to jump on that shit, right? So she's like, Daddy, uppies? That's what she says when she wants you to get up. She says, uppies? So I got up. I'm like, all right, babe. We're jumping. She's like, jump. I'm like, I'm jumping with her. And I got so tired so fast. I feel like I was like three jumps in. I was like, okay, Veda. She's uppies, uppies. She wanted me to like swing her around. I was exhausted.
They love getting like tossed in the air too. They're like, again, again,
yes.
Again.
And I was in the middle of this shit, dog. When I play with Veda, is the only time I'm, and this is not even a joke, I'm in my head, I'm like, should I go vegan? Should I start questioning my life habits because I'm like, fuck, only two.
I need vegetables. Yes. Oh my God. Fucking vegetables.
I'm not that old. She's only two. I need to do some changes,
dude,
you know?
Man, just imagine, because she'll be four and the other one will be two.
Oh my God.
Dude, you're gonna need to get fit, man. It's time, man. Dude, since, beginning of February, I'm down 9 pounds, baby.
Wow, congrats. that?
See, the bias is starting to come in again. You know, get the little fucking shit. It's happening.
I think you deserve a shot of Douce, I think.
I already sold Douce recently.
What?
Jay-Z sold it.
Did he?
Yeah, for like a gajillion dollars.
Oh, shit.
And Douce's good.
It is good.
Like, shockingly good. I was kind of surprised because usually when I see like celebrity endorsed liquor, I'm like, eh, that shit's good.
Douce is a smooth cognac, yeah. For sure. Well, here, I can either make you whatever drink this is, even though we don't have ice, or we can just sip it like cognac boys.
Let's sip it like some cognac.
Let's get it. All right, we're going to pour up a little liquor here and we'll be right back.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, I was gonna make a little cocktail, but we don't have ice, so fuck it, dog. Anyways, we're grown. We don't need no cocktail bullshit.
That's a cute ass bottle of Douce, dude.
This is so cute.
That's a cute ass little bottle, dude.
It smells. Oh, it's taking me back to my Henny days, boy.
I like Douce.
And here's the thing, right? I feel like a lot of the youth got into Hennessy because, of course, like rap songs and stuff like that. I initially, yeah, got into Hennessy. During the touring stages, Lil Craze would drink a lot of Henny. He would do a...
He looks like a Henny guy.
Yeah, you know, those Cambodians, man.
Yeah.
He would do a... what's the drink with the... He would do a mojito Hennessy.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's instead of rum, they use Hennessy, and it was great. He put me onto that. And then I just started drinking Henny straight up eventually and really kind of developed a taste for it. The Douce is great too.
Well, let's try it, dude. Cheers to Lil Crazed.
Cheers to Lil Crazed.
The first 90-pound rapper.
Lil Uzi Vert.
Lil Uzi Vert.
The second one.
Yeah. Oh, memories.
Memories.
Oh, regrets. Oh, yeah.
Oh, cheers.
It's been a while, dude.
Ah, same.
Douce is good, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Oh, this takes me back. Oh, that warmed me up and took me back.
All right, now you got to freestyle because it's going back to the rapid days.
Oh, let's do it. Are you going to beatbox?
Oh, okay. Okay, I don't know how to beatbox, but I'll try.
Yeah. No, that's bad audio. Okay.
All right, bad. Boom.
Okay, never boom, mind. Don't beatbox.
Okay.
Don't beatbox.
You're making me feel terrible. I'm getting embarrassed right now. just how dare you?
Yo.
All right, Robin, beatbox, goddammit.
I'm white.
This is true. This is very true.
All right, do it like slam poetry then.
Okay. Yo. Pour this from my bottle of Douce. I don't care what you say. Your rhymes are shitty. I like took a Duque while I'm playing 2K. Pass. Puff. I've had enough. Life is rough like the sandpaper that I use to smooth the wood grain. What you could gain.
I hate this so much. I fucking hate you, slam poetry. And that's exactly why I hate it. Even though you're making fun of it, that's exactly what it sounds like. I would hate these fucking... Listen, I'm pretty sure there's great slam poetry artists out there, but the ones I listen to, terrible.
When it's great, it's great.
But when it's bad, it is fucking bad. And every time we would go to these talent show contests, it's like, we have a spoken word.
I'm
like,
oh my Jesus God.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, guy, you're not going to win.
Bruh, I used to love judging college talent shows put on by some fucking random like Asian organization or whatever it was that we would used to get hit up for, because it was like 30% super talented, amazing performances and like 70% hilarious cringe.
Hilarious cringe.
Oh, I loved it so much.
Here we have Ian Kwok doing spoken word. My mother was on a boat and she had dreams of coming to the States.
My mother was on a boat and she would wave like the waves flowing under me, but what was not beneath me was the three jobs she would work. 9 to 5, staying alive.
Oh, shit. That's exactly what it would be like. And I'm not even kidding you. That's 10 times better than the shit that I would hear. And I'm just sitting there just fucking dying, just watching it. And then you see people just cheer him up, which is great because it's the homies. You're being mad positive. But one of you should have just stopped him and said, hey, this sucks. You're not good at this yet.
She would whoop me with the belts that I would use to hold up my oversized jeans.
You know what slam poetry is? It's just Bill Cosby talking.
The jello pudding. What are you putting in my drink?
I will have a wake up.
Oh my God.
Dude, it was always the fucking worst. I hated that shit so bad. It's making me itch right now. Cause I just would dread that one part. Look, there are people who come up and sing they're not very good, but I don't mind it, right? Because they're just having fun. Yeah, I get it. But the slam poetry people, they would like take themselves way too seriously.
Have you seen 22 Jump Street, the sequel?
Yes.
Jonah Hill?
That's exactly what it is.
So good.
It's so fucking hilarious, man.
He's like, Cynthia, Jesus died for my Cynthia.
And like slam poetry used to be something that was really cool, and then too many people got their hands on it.
I used to watch a lot of Deaf Poetry Jam. That shit was always fire.
The cadence was dope, the fucking lyrics were dope, and I'm like, that's what you're going for. This is not it here, you know.
Hey, look, college kids, man, God bless your soul. You're trying to figure yourself out. You're 18, 19, joining a club because it helps you feel loved and welcomed and wanted. And
Rudy, we're coming to the jello pudding box.
J-E-L-L-O, my God. Jello, hello.
I just picture him doing that in prison. Oh, he got out though, huh?
Something like that. Either charges dropped or something.
Oh,
fuck.
Oh, that's hilarious, man.
But how do we start talking about that?
I don't fucking know. I don't fucking know.
Oh, yeah, you wanted me to freestyle.
Yeah. That went straight to that.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, Ducey is great.
Do you miss performing? Like rapping and shit? I feel like there's a certain vibe and energy that you get from it. Like, if you love performing, that's, like, something that's unmatched.
So here's the thing, right? I would always say to, like, I used to say, like, oh, man, I hate performing. It's, like, it stresses me out, blah, blah, blah. Because, like, the only time I really get nervous is right before I go on stage, right, to perform. But when I'm on stage, yes, I feel amazing. I love, like, back and forth with the crowd. Because when I perform, I don't just do the music shit. I fuck around. I make jokes and shit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So I like that. I like commanding the stage and doing that type of shit, you know? I do miss it. I do, actually. Lately, you know, I have a college show coming up in Oregon. Just a speaking engagement, though, because those are so easy. You know, I tell them, like, look, it's this much if you want me to just speak to you for an hour. And if y'all want them songs, you got to pay me a little more. You feel me? Especially since what I do now for college shows is
Well, music is just so much more involved.
I know, it's a lot.
You do a lot of shit.
You have to like actually perform and put on. I want to put on a good show.
And
you know,
practice. You got to do all this other shit. The sound has to be right. You got to get people to come with you. It's just
Bro, I know. Yeah, because like, you know, so now what I will do is if colleges want me to perform, I will have Andrew Garcia come with me.
Oh, way easier.
Yeah, so I'm like, because I. It's low-key awkward when it's like, it's either just you or it's a fucking college show and it's all like, you know, acoustic singers and spoken word. And you get up there like, hey, throw your hands up, right? So now if people want me to close the show out or do my own shit, I bring Andrew. We do acoustic covers of my songs. So it'll be like acoustic homegirl, acoustic, you know, airplanes and terminals, like, you know, and then we kind of, and then if he wants, he can do a song or whatever. I break him off a little bit and we fly, have a weekend and, you know, wherever, you know. But when I got to perform, when I would have to go by myself and like, I don't know, and you know, and it's a whole chill night and I'm on stage like, all right, y'all, get about your seats. It's like, ah, I'd rather not.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I do miss it. I do.
Yeah, speaking engagements are really cool. Like the music thing, I just hated doing it. Mm-hmm. It was just too involved. Mm-hmm. One time when I showed up, they're like, oh, we were hoping that you would do some music. And I'm like, listen, that's not what was in the email or the contract. Mm. And like, I'm not saying I won't do it just because it's in the contract. Yeah. I'm not prepped for it. Like yeah. there's nobody, we didn't do sound. I don't have anybody with me. Mm-hmm. Like how are we going to do this? It's like, oh, one of the guys here plays guitar. I was like, okay. I said, let me entertain you. I was like, okay, let's have him come through. He sits down. I was like, oh, you play guitar? And I see his guitar. It's like this shitty ass little Yamaha. I was like, you do not play guitar. But let's try this. All right. I was like, this is the key that I want you to play this in, and we're going to go an octave down. He goes, I don't know how to do that. All right, we're done here.
Oh, God.
I'm like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, yeah, okay, he plays the guitar. Like, he can play like as well as I can play.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean you can play, though.
You know what's funny is the complete opposite of that, where they're so overprepared because it's like, you know, it's a college organization. They want to make sure everything's prepared. I've had a show where it was a speaking engagement, not a music performance. And they're like, okay, we're going to have you just, like, the show's like at 6. So can you come in 3 for a sound check?
Yes,
I'm like, for a sound check? If I'm just talking? All right, guys, if that's what you want, I go in. You hear me? Yep. All right. Put the mic down. Cool.
You know
see
y'all
at 6.
You know what I do? I was like, basically, we only do speaking engagements now. They always do that. They're like, we need you for a sound check. Oh, this is what you're going to do. Your name is David So. I want you to walk on stage and I want you to talk loud. That's what I need you to do. That's it.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be there at 5:00. I'll be there an hour before. Because I'm not going to sit there for 3 hours and do absolutely nothing.
Yeah, bro. I think one I did, it was either Arizona or somewhere. I was literally like, so there was a moderator asking me questions for the shit, right? And I same shit. I was like, their mic sound good? Okay, we're good.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah, we're okay.
I don't need, it's not, it's cool, guys.
And they're like, oh, don't you want to, I was like, we'll hang after.
Right.
Like before, I'd rather just chill because you guys are going to be busy running around and I'll chill with you after.
Yeah, no, I tell them I will not be hanging at all.
I don't want to see any of your filthy faces.
Well, for this Portland show too, they were like, you know, and I kind of just want to explore Portland a little bit. So they're like, hey, we're doing a dinner afterwards. If you want to join, I'm like, I'd probably just leave, guys, to be honest. I'm just going to go.
Like, I'm notorious for this shit in a good way.
Yeah.
Not a bad way. But, like, I understand college kids don't have a lot of money, right? So they'll always be like, we'll take you to this spot. And I'm like, no, there's another restaurant. I'm going to buy you guys dinner. Because I don't want to eat their shit. You know what I mean? I was like, have you been here? Like, no, we haven't. And I'm like, okay, how much? I was like, I'm buying you dinner.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it. Whatever budget that you guys have, we'll allocate a little bit. I'll take you guys out and you guys will have a decent meal. Because we're not eating at this 2-star pizza restaurant. I don't want fucking diarrhea. And it's always like that. They go, oh, we got this spot that we usually eat at and it's the fucking worst. And I understand because I was a poor college student too.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'll do is I'll take the money. I'm like, okay, we're just going to spend like $300 and I'm going to buy you guys better food.
How nice of you.
Well, it's because I also want to eat good food.
Well, yeah, you know what? Like when it was peak college show touring days, yeah, let's fucking eat together. Let's go to the after party together. Let's have a good time, right? Even if I'm traveling alone, fuck it. I don't care. I've definitely been to just after parties by myself, right? Dolo at the frat parties, like whatever. Now, man, I'm in such a different stage in my life. What do I need to be hanging out, partying with people I don't know for? You know what I'm saying?
I'd rather
just go back to the hotel, turn on some Netflix. For some reason, King of the Hill is always on hotel TVs. I love it only when I'm in hotels.
Bobby!
Let go my purse! And
the best episode
I love
ever.
It, right? So I just want to lay out, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Or find like a nice bougie restaurant to eat at and just kick it.
That was the best part about even though we were going out to eat for Send Foods, we would always find like a fire-ass restaurant in the area. We'd try it out. Fucking amazing.
Like that restaurant in Houston.
So fucking good.
Catarobato. I don't know. Look, I don't know if we talked about Catarobato on the show before.
I don't think so.
So there was an episode of Send Foods where we were supposed to shoot at a crawfish festival in Houston. I was very hyped for that shit.
Rained the fuck out.
And it got rained out. So I got on Instagram and I was like, yo, what should we eat in Houston? One of my followers, I think she does like foodie shit. I followed her back on Send Foods. I forget her name. She listed some shit and she was like, also, there's this Japanese restaurant. If you don't mind spending a little bit of money, it's called Kata Robata. I'm like, are you down? David said, yes, let's do that. We went. We loved it so much. 2 days in a row. And we were only there for like a few days. We went 2 fucking days in a row. And after our first Instagram post, the like owners or managers or whatever got so hyped. They came, they were bringing us free appetizers. The second time we went.
I ate everything. I ate so much.
You ate so, I've never seen you eat so much.
Dude, when I have a problem with food and I understand this about myself. Like the only way I lose weight and get healthier is if I just don't hang out with people. Because when I hang out with people, yeah. I do something called grazing where I just eat nonstop.
Yeah.
Like you just, if there's food there, I'm just gonna eat it.
Yeah.
And then, but if I'm at home, I'll eat, and when I'm full, I go, I'm done.
Ah, yes.
But when you're out, like you're just drinking and eating, and the next thing you know, you're 4,000 calories down.
This man, and I'm sure we've talked about this before, but we ordered this lobster mac and cheese. Of course, I'm trying to be off cheese as always, as per usual.
Not me.
I'm gonna take a bite. And I feel like I turned around to send Chia a text. I turned back around and it was gone.
This is what Tim said. He goes, dude, you know I'm off. Where did it go? I was like, say less. I got you.
It was a big ass bowl too.
Dog, it was huge. I obliterated that shit. Yeah. It was so delicious.
Kata Robata, I don't know if they still do it. They had this fucking...
The foie gras
and scallop. I don't know who's gonna get mad at us for eating this, but oh man, it was so bomb.
Oh, because they fatten up the ducks, huh?
Yeah. So you know, some people are upset by the way they prepare the ducks pre-slaughter for the foie gras.
Ah, but that's how I treat myself though. So
fatten yourself up. You're getting ready for that apocalypse when we gotta eat you.
Yeah, you have that David So foie gras. It's ooh, fucking boy. Crazy.
Oh, I'm digging into the ass for sure. I'm sure that shit is fatty and
that's
delicious.
Not where the liver is, Tim.
No, but I'm digging into that sweet ass of yours, that buddy.
You're fucking gross, dude.
Look, zombie apocalypse. I'm eating your ass, all right?
The cordyceps ass. Oh, dude, this fool started shooting sketches again. It was very fun.
Oh, yeah.
We
didn't
talk about that. It was
how
so fun.
How about that? And look, views are low to be expected. And I knew that going into it. I felt like doing sketches again, man. And regardless of how shitty the fucking views are, I feel so
satisfied.
Yes. I feel fulfilled as a creative, dog. It wasn't even a fucking script that I wrote. I literally told everybody, hey, come up with a character. Let's just bullshit, have fun, improvise some shit. And you were so funny. Everybody was so funny. Ugh.
The improv stuff was so funny because like before I was going to do the sketch, I got a cupping on my back and I was just going to be called Ladybug, but the bruises disappeared. Mm. So I like as I was driving, I had to make a last minute decision switch. I just decided to play myself.
It's great.
I was like, oh, it worked out though.
So funny.
It was probably better than Ladybug, you know?
Yeah, because, you know, it wasn't just the one sight gag, you know what I'm saying? You had like more shit to it.
Dude, when Rick had that fucking one, it was Dickstruction cracked me up, and then I was like, what's your move? He's like, oh, I move from here.
So dumb.
That shit was so stupid. He goes, but it kind of sucked. That's about it. That shit cracked me the fuck up, dude.
Yeah, man. Everybody's characters that they came in with was definitely different than the vibe I initially had for the sketch in my mind. Like, I expected it to be a lot more, personality funny and less like everyone had like a fucking a physical bit, right? Like fucking Peter like becoming a seizuring zombie and shit. Yeah. Like I was not expecting him to do all that, but it's so funny. It's great, man. And like, so y'all should go watch that shit. I don't know if anybody, you know, I know looks, look, everybody that clicked was like, oh my God, skits are back.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Not a lot of people clicked, but the ones that clicked are happy about it.
The skits are more prevalent now on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like that's where it stays at. Like I've been posting a lot more content on Instagram just to get a feel of what's popping and stuff. Mm-hmm. And obviously for me, something that'll never deviate is just, you know, me talking, because that's just how I popped off.
Yeah.
It was just me doing like little stand-up bits constantly 24/7. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, let's see if they like other stuff. And I'm like, oh, they don't.
Yeah, man. Shit's really hit or miss, especially on TikTok. Shit is so hit or miss for me on TikTok.
That's like everybody on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
There's only a few people on TikTok that get the same consistent views.
Right.
What I've noticed about the platform, 50,000, 100,000, 300,000, 20,000,
million,
10,000,
yeah.
Million,
yeah.
10,000. It's like it's very, very, very inconsistent for a majority of people, except for the few like 1%, 2% of people on there.
That's kind of what's fun about it too. It's like, because TikTok, there's a lot of, when I post on TikTok, I feel the most of like, who cares?
Yeah, yeah.
It's either going to pop off or it's not.
Yeah.
Instagram, I feel like, is definitely my favorite go-to app because honestly, I think I have the most support on Instagram.
Same here. And even with like YouTube, right? Like I'll do shorts. And I started trying shorts because they're like, oh, you can monetize it now. And I looked up the CPMs. If you guys, it's like what you get per click rate of 1,000 views.
Yeah.
It's so tiny, it's unreal.
I know.
Like the regular video versus that. I'm talking about you get paid on average. I saw some other people's stuff. It was like 20 cents, 30 cents.
Yeah.
Which is horrendous. Like a low CPM on YouTube, like regular videos, is $2.
Yeah.
So it's literally 200 times less that you'll make making a YouTube video than you will on a short.
It's pretty shitty.
Fucking crazy. So when people got hyped about it, I'm like, that's dope. People who make shorts can make money now. So if you get millions of views, you'll get like a few thousand. But if you're getting millions of views on a regular video, you're literally 200xing that money.
Isn't that crazy?
It's fucking nuts.
I was against the shorts for a long time because I feel like, look, man, I have TikTok for this. I have Reels for this. I'm like, do I really want to do the same shit?
Just throw it on there.
Yeah, now I just do it. Because I also feel like when one of those shorts does pop off and gets like, you know, however many views, it's the first time that I've gotten new eyes on my content on YouTube in like years. Like I had maybe one Reel that did like a million. And for the first time, I was like, oh, new subscribers?
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Oh, I lose subscribers about 300 every week.
I lose so many subscribers every day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So to see an actual gain, I was like, oh, shit, this is crazy.
Yeah, Instagram is great because a lot of the people who have followed us on Instagram are from back in the day. Mm-hmm. And so they're like emotionally invested to us and it's just a little more accessible.
Yeah, you know, they're so supportive on there.
Yeah, because you can scroll through it faster. And also like with YouTube, like nobody sees our stuff anymore. Like,
I know.
The algorithm is just, it just fucks you.
I was checking out my fucking, my little creator page on YouTube, whatever it is, my little studio. And it says, my new video, dog, the skit, 40% of the views are from being recommended, and the amount of views from my actual subscriptions, seeing and clicking it, 20%.
Yeah, same here. On all my videos, it's like that. So it's like, why the fuck are the other people not getting an update? But that's just how it is.
And also it comes from, you know, it's like the algorithm shit. It's like the more consistent you post, the more likely you're probably going to pop up in someone's box. I mean, the less you do, the less you upload, the less your shit is popping up, and it just kind of becomes the whole, you know, the whole math of it.
We can't just create when we want, man.
Well, look, I'm doing it now, man. Fuck, honestly, I feel so good about this last skit I put up.
It feels good.
I don't even care if it doesn't get views. I literally have, like, a list now of skits I'm going to just be doing just for fucking funsies, dog.
It's just fun.
Because I don't give a shit anymore, bruh. I already bought my house.
I already got two kids. I got a fat-ass wife at home.
Please.
I'm kidding.
She's pregnant.
That's what I mean. She's pregnant.
She might even have had the baby by the time this one drops.
She's, oh yeah. Huh?
Yeah, dog.
Oh, I'll tell you this though. Pregnant Chia is my favorite. It's so adorable. I only call her fat because I know it pisses her off.
Well, as any woman.
Yes, it just makes her upset. So that's why I say it. But she's literally the most adorable pregnant lady I've ever seen in my life.
Also, I know y'all hear David talk mad shit about Chia on the podcast. Look, Chia is extra mean to David. You should see their texts. Chia is an asshole to him.
She'll literally send me pictures of obese babies and be like, is this yours? I'm just like, okay, what are you doing awake at 2 a.m.? Insulting me. And then she just goes, good night. Okay.
Hilarious.
She's so funny. She makes me laugh so hard, dude.
Chia does this thing that I don't even know when she started doing this, but it gets me every time. Like we'll be laying in bed, like right after we watched The Last of Us or one of our shows or whatever. And she goes, yeah, babe, but you know what's crazy? And I'll go, what? And then she goes to sleep. Every time.
Stupid idiot. She's so goofy.
She's like, yeah, babe, but like here's the thing. And I'm like, huh?
What a goofy, goofy little fat lady.
What a goofy goof. I love you so much. Oh my God, we're going to have another baby soon.
Oh, little Timawana.
Little Barthy.
A little Barthy. Little Barthy.
Did I tell you where that comes from?
Yeah, Rick, right?
Yeah, Rick. Because he was like, because he calls Vader Darthy, because Darth Vader. And then, so we, you know, we were thinking that the new one's going to be a boy for the longest time. And Rick was like, yeah, he's like, who cares about Barthy? But you be good to that Darthy.
Little Barthy's going to come out, dude.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, guys, any day now.
That wraps up the dudes behind the foods. Oh, look at that fucking chin. Jesus Christ, man.
Look at these acne scars I smoothed out on with Photoshop.
Oh, they didn't do any of that for me.
Your skin's beautiful. I can't smooth out a fucking double chin.
Okay.
Thank you for watching. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, rate us 5 stars wherever you're listening to podcasts. Make sure you watch the new skit, goddammit. I love you. I'm Tim Chatharongsu.
And I'm David Stowe.
Bye. Yo, it's the dudes behind the food.